new season. It's on the bulletin. Makes sense. Kickoff Sunday. New season. But the sermon title is simply, What's New? Sermon title, What's New? And by that, I want to take two really simple words. When you use those, it's like, hi, what could possibly be more simple? It's actually only two syllables. What's new? That's a sermon title. But in the next 15 minutes, I want to have you think about that more deeply. I want to talk about what is new, the concept of newness from three points of view, scripture and this church, and finally how that applies to you individually. So that's my sermon outline, scripture, us, you. And even though when we're playful, even though when we frequently just like to have a good time, underneath our fellowship here, the thing that connects us together is an attention to, a devotion to God's Word. We are led by God's Word. What does God say about new? So I have four scriptures I'm going to bring together, relate in some way, and then move on from that. Then those four scriptures are Genesis 1. These are not necessarily related to each other. I'm making the connection. In the beginning, God created heavens and earth, right? You got that memorized. You don't need to read it. Yeah, that was new before that. Those things didn't exist. So new was defined by the creation, Genesis 1:1. Then there's a reading in Ecclesiastes. It's chapter 3. There's a basis of a rock song, Turn, Turn. In Ecclesiastes, for every time there is a season, and I'd like you to read that at some point later today, Ecclesiastes 3, it's the whole section. I think it's out in the window of the gift shop there. You're familiar with it. But I'm saying that the writer of Ecclesiastes was a kind of a cynical old guy. His point was, hey, there's nothing new. It's the opposite. Oh, it happens all the time. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time to rend, a time to sow. There's a time for everything. And later, if you recall, there's nothing new under the sun. What? Nothing new? Come on. So my point to you is, even in God's Word, even in the Bible, you have contrasting views that there are some things that are new and some things that are not. The other two readings are, sequentially, Genesis, Ecclesiastic, the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and that was a new thing. When Christ came on this earth, that was new. Before Christ was born, he wasn't on this earth. Then we got to see him, the Son of God. Wow. He suffered and died and rose again. That was new. The sacrifice was complete. So there's a new thing when Jesus, the Son of God, came to this earth. One, two, three. And the fourth thing is 2 Corinthians, which we read a minute ago, but hard to remember, and which the writer, Paul, says, in Christ, you're a new creation. You're new. That's what's new. So those are the four things. And what I'm saying to you, this whole message is related to those scripture readings. Creation, nothing new, Jesus is new, and you're new. So that's how we are informed by God's Word. And what's the application? So one down, two to go. In this church, what happens? Here in this church, some things are new and some aren't. We are telling you that this is a new season, and that's true. And what makes it new is it's the beginning of a school year, a new school year. Some things are both new and the same. Friday morning, I had a tooth pulled, and I've had a tooth pulled before, a molar, but this big bump in my chin, that's new. I didn't have that last night. Some things are new, some not so new. Thank goodness for lots of drugs, huh? Not so painful. And then as we begin a school year, we've had school years before, but so in that way it's not new that we have a school year, but then some things about that are new. Stephanie's greeting of the parents, that's kind of a cool new thing. All the time after I'm gone there'll be other new things, but this fall, a couple of new things will happen. We've done a spiritual gifts survey here before years ago, but the new thing for us is we're going to do that in the worship service 2 weeks from now, Saturday and Sunday. So I've done this several times before in other churches, but as far as I know, no other church anywhere has ever done that survey sitting in a pew, so 12 minutes later, you know what your spiritual gifts are. That's a new and cool thing. And then on top of that, after you walk out, there are brochures that will tell you how that particular gift you have might be engaged here. And after that, we have an encouragement corps, 15 people who are willing to give everybody in the church a call and encourage you, A, to know your gift, and B, use it in some way. So the scope of that is new. New insofar, I don't know of any other church who's ever done it that extensively. So that will be fun and new, and also a stewardship emphasis in November. Well, we've done that before, but I hope that there's something new about this. As we understand, it's not really about the money, it's about your heart. So often people say, ew, money, don't ask for money. Well, it's not about the money. You need to understand this is a gospel thing. There should be a freedom about this. And we'll learn that as we hear testimonies and hear stories of how lives are transformed in a really good way by an openness to God. So some things we're doing here are new and some things we've done before. But if we're paying attention, our community, our family here will be, I pray, experiencing some new levels of insight and awareness and growth. So when we talk about new, what's new? Well, God's word speaks about newness and sameness. Here in our church, there are certain things. I'm just planting the seeds. You yourself will think of all other kinds of things that are new and the same. But the main point of my message this morning is to share something that's profoundly personal, that's more important than even what's happening in this church, and that is what is happening in your life. And it's kind of a surprising thing. You may not expect it. But if you will remember or read with me that selection from 2 Corinthians, this is a surprising thing. I'm going to ask that question again. What's new? Here's the answer. In 2 Corinthians, we read 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. He or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So, what's new? I'm new. I'm in Christ. I must be new. What's new? You're new. It's a profound thing. It's a little hard to accept at first, because if we're honest with ourselves, our life may not this morning feel new. There are new things about it. The Seahawks are playing today. It's a new season. Well, that's new. It's exciting and fresh. If you're a Huskies fan like me, you say, wow, two great games won. That's new. They're rated number, less were, 8 in the country. That's new. There are cool, fun things that are new. But in our lives, we have kind of the same old. We can be discouraged by our lives. We can look in the mirror and say, it's not new, it's the same. I'm not new, I'm old. This week will have my 71st birthday, so I'm not really new, I'm old. But I feel new. What's that for? Living that long? Is that... Oh, that's funny. So, we have these mixed feelings, don't we? I'm telling you that you're new, and you're saying, yeah, you don't know me. I've got this debt I owe. There's a mortgage on my house. People are hassling me at school. I've got a test. I've got all sorts of baloney happening in my life, and it doesn't feel new, Pastor. It feels old and painful and the same. So I'm speaking to your heart when I share with you from God's word that a simple question like what's new can be answered by us in a profound way from God's word. It's a matter of faith. When we respond to the question, what's new, you can say, well, I'll tell you what's new. I'm new. A testimony is a powerful thing. I'm going to tell you a story about a young lady named Sammy. It's not her real name. And she just went away to college. And she had considered herself an atheist because, you know, those Christians are just weird and dumb and what do they know? So she was an atheist, and at school, a friend invited her to a Bible class. And the friend was nice, and she was curious to see, well, I wonder what those weird Christians are. So out of curiosity, she went with a friend to a Bible class. And, you know, the people were nice and warm, and so she went to another Bible class and then to another. And 2 months later, she accepted Christ as her Savior and Lord. Now, for Sammy, what was new was everything was new. In Christ, we are new. Christians can say that, non-Christians can't. It's not everybody that has what we have. And I want to make something really clear about our Christian identity. We Christians, we are not smarter or better than anyone else. Let's just remember that, okay? In the world that we live, especially the political world, Democrats and Republicans, we just love to tell people if they don't agree with us, they must be stupid or something wrong with them. We love to call names, to put other people down if they don't agree with us. That's not a good thing. Let's make sure we don't do that as Christians. We are not smarter or better than anyone else. What does set us apart is we understand we are sinners. We understand we need a relationship with a loving God. And furthermore, especially us Lutherans, we understand that we're not worthy because our faith doesn't make us better than someone else. Our faith is a gift from God. It's a hard thing to understand, but we believe our faith, our ability to accept Christ, is a gift from God. The entire thing is God's gift to us. We are required to receive and accept it. But being a Christian in Christ, we are a new creation. That is just so plain exciting. And in this community, your willingness to come and be with fellow believers on a Sunday morning, it's the most important thing you'll do today. It's really genuinely more important than watching a Seahawks game or cheering on the Huskies, even though I'm big fans of those things. It's forever. It's eternal. It touches every single part of your life. And so the gospel message, this message that there is a God who loves you, that gospel message is transformative. It'll change your life. And the thing about it this morning, I'm telling you, is God's word is telling you that you are new, not just the church, not just football seasons, you are new, again, from God's word. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, wow, look there, the new has come. So I hope to plant a seed in your heart for the rest of your life. If anybody ever asks you again what's new, you can respond any way you want. But I hope you're thinking, what's new? I'm new. That's what's new. I'm new because God's love has transformed me, has given me eternal life. What's new? I'm new. What's new? You're new. It's my prayer for you this morning. You take away from this hour of worship this eternal truth. Newness, that's something you and I have through Jesus Christ. May God grant that in Jesus' name. Amen.